Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Dave, August Falcha Galera Gigi Capital Irish. Hello everyone and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis and I'll be with you for the next half hour here on Capital Irish. Well then, World Cup fever has arrived here in Wellington, particularly after the wonderful performance of the New Zealand team against Norway in the opening game of the FIFA Women's World Cup in Auckland. However, of course, disappointment this week as they failed to beat or even draw the Philippines team here in Wellington on Tuesday. The weather has been pretty much in winter mode, but luckily enough, we had a fine evening for the match at the Caked Inn on Tuesday. But I think we can expect that the winter chill and winter rains may show up again, no doubt to ensure alignment with soccer traditionally being that winter sport. Now, sadly, the Republic of Ireland team didn't have much luck either on their side. This was in their opening match in Sydney against co-host Australia. And I'm actually recording Capital Irish a little bit earlier than usual in the week, as I'm heading to the USA versus the Netherlands game in the Caked Inn again on Thursday. So by the time you hear this, there will have been a few more matches and we'll have a better understanding of the teams that are likely to go through to the round of 16. I've got tickets to the quarterfinals here in Wellington on the 11th of August. And of course, we don't know yet who will be playing, but it technically still is possible that New Zealand might show up in that game. That's based on them winning their group and making it through the round of 16. So, you know, it's possible technically. And then on the other side, it looks like USA is probably the more likely team to emerge there. But not guaranteed by any means, of course. But I think it would just be absolutely amazing if it was a New Zealand versus USA game. And that would be thrilling. So looking forward to seeing who shows up in that game. And hopefully it will be a good game, whoever is there. Now, of course, there are lots of other sports happening back home too, with the Intercounty Gaelic Games Championships heading towards the final stages. I have to say, I'm still struggling to get used to these earlier dates in the summer and have yet to reconcile myself with the idea of pretty much the whole month of August, you know, being in a state where you don't have the curtains closed in the living room on a Sunday afternoon to watch quarter and semi-finals and finals. So, yeah, still getting used to that. But in any case, what I can update you on is that Limerick took away the men's senior All-Ireland hurling title against Kilkenny at the weekend. And in the senior men's football final, which will be on Sunday the 30th of July, Kerry will line out against Dublin. Though, of course, as a Mayo woman, it's very difficult to pick a side to cheer on, given the pain that has been inflicted on our hearts by both of these teams over the years. So probably I'll just give it a miss. In the Women's Senior Football Championship, or rather the ladies, I should say, as this show will be broadcast, the semi-finals will have happened overnight on the Saturday, the 29th, at Semple Stadium in Thurles, with Mayo versus Kerry in one semi-final and Cork versus Dublin in the other. And no prizes for guessing who I'll be cheering on in that space. And then in the Senior Camogie Championship, Cork will take on Waterford in the All-Ireland final on the 6th of August. To wrap up our sports desk for today's show, I went looking on the internet to see if there was a song for the Republic of Ireland's women's football team. The first results were actually in that internet search were actually a disappointing reminder of the events leading to a fine that they were given when they were filmed singing Ooh Ah Up the Ra in their dressing room a wee while back. So I moved swiftly along from that and found this track instead. The artist here is called Sweet Lemonade, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, and she hails from Galway. She was inspired by the Republic of Ireland's women's football team to record this empowering track, and she has dedicated it to them. She has said the song is about flipping the script on anything that has ever been said to you that is intended to deter you from doing what you want. I wanted this song to capture the importance of what the girls in green have been working towards for so many years. RTE are actually including the track as part of their official coverage of the tournament, so everyone watching back home will be hearing this a lot over the coming weeks. This is Sweet Lemonade, excuse me, I'm so sorry, don't know how that's pronounced. This is Sweet Lemonade, and Turn the World.
Straight out the gate, run amok with my boots, yeah, I came out the place. See the sun coming up, new day, all summer long, gonna kill it, replay. Sydney, Auckland, making waves with my girls down under. Fit it out, head to toe with my colors, we gon' be the best in it, I'm certain. Strikes defeat, fast as lightning, sound like thunder. Yeah, yeah, feel the power, push the limits, see the hunger.
Turn the world round, shut the show down.
Call up Captain K, shake it up, gonna flip it, this is what I do. Only green around me when I'm rolling through. My girl's so clean, dribble like a stay on green. Cool passes, no ZZZ, this is story. Set pace, 1, 2, 3, set records, I guarantee. Strikes, defeat, fast as lightning, sound like thunder. Yo, yo, feel the power, push the limits, see the hunger.
Turn the world round, shut the show down.
Well, there we go then. I think I've figured it out. I think the name of the artist is Sweet Lemon Day. Maybe. Possibly. Time will tell. Turning now to some local news back home. There was a group climbing Kilpatrick last weekend to raise money for a number of charities, including an orphanage in Ukraine and St. Francis Hospice in Dublin. Now, ordinarily, a group such as this wouldn't raise too many headlines. However, in the lead up to this particular charity expedition, there were some concerns raised, mostly via social media, as far as I can make out, that violence might erupt. Now, reportedly, these concerns were so serious that some Westport businesses installed additional security or even closed their doors. Now, this fear of violence did not come to pass on the day of the charity climb, and the event went off without incident. So what then, you may ask, were such fears founded on? The group who were climbing Kilpatrick for charity included Paddy Doherty, who features in the UK TV show My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. Now, he was travelling to Kilpatrick with a group of about 40 others for the charity climb. And the concerns that were being raised were that other traveller families, including some who were currently feuding with each other, would likewise travel to Kilpatrick, and from thence violence may erupt. Now, Martin Collins, co-director of Pavey Point Traveller Centre, expressed his view that talks of violence were hysteria when he spoke to the Mayo News, and Mayo County Councillor Christy Hyland agreed that there was panic created on social media by, and quotes, people who should know better. Now, Councillor Hyland is a former Garda, and he went on to say, I think the fear was created by social media, and legislation is required to deal with social media. Social media can create stress in many areas and has done in the past and will continue to do so unless legislation is implemented by the government to deal with it. Now, I think Councillor Hyland certainly has a point about the role the social media has to play in amplifying our fears and blowing them out of proportion, though, of course, what that legislation might be that he's proposing, how it would fit with free speech protection, how it would be policed and prosecuted is a whole other extremely complex question. But what struck me, or what also struck me about this story, was that there are, I think, interesting parallels between the apparent willingness, I guess, of settled people in Ireland to assume the worst, and a similar instinct that I think I see here in New Zealand when, like, gang members attempt to contribute in some sort of positive manner, whether that's fundraising or whatever. There seems to be like an underlying suspicion and unwillingness to accept things at face value, which surely will only perpetuate the marginalisation and stoke even more distrust. And so when things do go off without a hitch, like in this example, do we remember those? Do people continue to discuss them after the event has passed? Do we reflect on when we got it wrong and when we overreacted? I think maybe not. I think possibly not. We're more likely to remember and ruminate over the things that went wrong and think to ourselves, well, I was right. See, I told you, didn't I, that would happen, and it did. And of course, then we have those memories more close to hand when something similar arises in future. Now, with an election year upon us here in New Zealand, I think this is an important thing for us to think about. We're going to have a lot of, like, look at the bad things, only we can make them better, from all of our political parties. But I hope that we can also keep sight of things that are going well, or mostly well, and be grateful for those whatever way we vote. Well, I've digressed a little from Kilpatrick, I think, and so that might mean, I think, that we have arrived at a music break. And the next piece of music we're going to listen to is Aslan, with pretty much what was their biggest hit, Crazy World. This recording is from their Made in Dublin album.
Don't know where, don't care, less it's all the same.
was Aslan there with Crazy World. And of course, the reason I chose that for today was that the lead singer, Christy Dignan, passed away last month. Christy Dignan's life was blighted by sexual abuse as a child and drug abuse as an adult, with the latter no doubt caused in large measure, if not in totality, by the former. In the 1980s, when Aslan were on the ascendancy and enjoying great success, the band actually ended up having to sack Christy Dignan due to his drug addiction. But he did get things back on track later on. Some fans, though, believe that had it not been for Christy's drug addiction, the band may well have enjoyed far greater commercial success and even worldwide fame. But I guess we'll never know for sure. What I do know is that when they were back on form in the late 90s and early 2000s, they did some really great gigs, including one that I was lucky enough to attend in Dolan's Warehouse in Limerick. And of course, that Made in Dublin album is from that era as well. And it's actually one of my favourite albums. So we'll listen before the end of the show to a little bit more of that. Now, as I was reading up about Christy Dignan, I discovered that his daughter, Kira, is also a singer, and she has actually recorded a version of This Time, which is another of the tracks from that Made in Dublin album by Aslan. But let's have a listen now to Kira Dignan.
Drawing faces in a padded room with nothing but echoes of screams. Am I insane? Am I untamed? Is this the answer or is it a game? Like you're nothing at all.
was Kira Dignam there with her version of the Aslan hit This Time. Let's do a quick roundup of Irish-related events happening here in Wellington before we finish our show for today. And I don't know if it's the winter months or just that I am unskilled in seeking these things out, but it appears to me to be slim pickings out there, my friends. The Hutt Valley Irish Society have a quiz night coming up on Saturday the 5th of August. So if you want to grab a group of friends and head along, that will get going at 7:30 p.m. and entry fee is $10 per person. The Wellington Irish Sessions are at the Welsh Bar on Courtney Place each Tuesday, starting at around 7:30 p.m. with a slow session, and then about an hour or so later, switching gears to higher tempo for the rest of the evening. The GAA World Games have been taking place this past week in Derry with a contingent of from the Wellington and Hutt Valley Gaelic Football and Hurling Club, including our own Eilish Ní Cassidy, who volunteers as a technician here on Capital Irish. Go nÁirí an tó libh go léir. Well, that about wraps it up here in Capital Irish for this week. We will go out with one last song from Aslan in memory of Kristy Dignam. This is Where's the Sun?
Charlie Moon head.
Been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.